So tonight's satsang, which is gathering, is about the power of words to harm or heal. The power of words, POW, prisoner of war. Because sometimes our words can take us hostage, or we can take other people hostage by our words. Now there's some obvious words that are hostile and harmful and aggressive, and then there's a host of common everyday language words that we use frequently, and we don't realize until we stop and look and maybe get pointed out that some of these words, the words that I'm going to talk about tonight, half a dozen words, these are common words that have the characteristic of being limiting, contracting. It keeps us stuck in present and projects to the future. And I want to show you the contrasting words or language that we can use to let go of that limitation for more expansion and to be more present. So in alignment with the theme of emotional martial arts, this is really about energy, because we're beings of energy. And the breath is part of our tool, our toolkit. That's why we start with the Qigong. Being conscious of our breath is a great tool to regulate and slow down the rapidity of our mind and the reactivity of the committee, because it happens like that instantaneously. And when we learn to pace, slow down, we find a lot of information that's really useful to let go of limitations and increase the flow of energy and joy in our lives. So, the first word, boys and girls, today's first word is should. Should. Do you realize we're all shoulders? We're all shoulders. And when we stop and pause and begin to notice how much we should and the effect that should has, because the way that I visualize should, it's a word that's dipped into a vat of shame and judgment. A vat of shame and judgment. You should be here tonight. Really? Should I? I went to San Francisco last month, and I was online, United Airlines, and I'm getting the best price, and it's about 11:30 p.m., 11:45, and checking with other airlines, and it was only 2 weeks away, my medical conference, and looked like I got the best fare. I was talking to Alon about it. Okay, I'm going to book it, and I book it. And it was twice the amount. It was almost twice the amount that I saw. I couldn't believe it. I looked at the clock. It was 5 after midnight. And then I learned a lesson. They could change these things. And I should have myself. You should have done it instead of obsessing about all the other airlines. You should have done that. And so my critic was shooting me, and my team was angry at myself and the airline for doing that. And my child was like, wham, wham, wham. And I had to pay more. So I observed and recognized and validated and released the judgments and the emotional tension. It took me maybe 2 days. No. 2 hours. No. A couple minutes, right? It wasn't that long. It was just this annoying thing. So we often should on ourselves. That's a sort of a common example. Yeah, we should on ourselves. Exactly. It's purposefully that subtextual, contextual underlying meaning. We're all shoulders. And we should on ourselves. And we should not be should. Well, so what's a better word for should? We take should, put it on the football tee, and
could.
Goodbye, should.
Could.
Absolutely could. Because could rinses off the shame and judgment of should.
Rinses off the shame.
It rinses it off.
It rinses off the should.
It rinses off the shame and the judgment, and then we have could. And it's such a simple substitution, and it's something that we've been conditioned so long that we don't think of it until we start to practice it and fumble with it and replace it and get better at it. And then we're relatively rare shooters. We start out big time shooters. I wrote a book last year that I was very proud of called The Healing Field, and I gave a copy to my brother and my sister, and one of my siblings did not read it. Did not read it. Guess what happened? My judge Martin was like, hey, I think you went so fresh as work. And my chaplain went, wah, 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 wah. So, how many of you think they should have read it? Hmm? Anybody? Thank you. Thank you. I thought so too. For a couple of years, no, months, days, weeks. And then I let it go. Because they could have, and it's okay. Because if I didn't release the should, guess what? I would still have the emotional sludge of anger and resentment and feelings of betrayal, and then my child in the basement would feel sad and guilty and shameful and worthless, maybe it wasn't good enough, blah, blah, blah. And that happens, and we don't even know it. It happens frequently all the time. And the good news is when we know it, when we see it, then we could release the story, validate and release the emotions, and then here, could replace the should. And you see how simple and complex it is at the same time. A word substitution on the surface, okay, should, now we put in could, simple. Well, yeah, and it's nuanced and it's layered because the energy gets congealed. The energy turns into mass and we feel weighty. Right? You can feel it in your body when we hold on to that. And when we start to practice this, like in martial arts, emotional martial arts, we get better at it. We can see when we're in reaction quicker. We can get out of it sooner and stay out of the reaction longer until we get triggered again and again and again. It's practice. It's like batting practice. We get reaction, we see it differently, we get creation. So you got that should versus could.